It's a Tuesday. What are we doing Tuesdays? We head to FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today is Dr. Lee Seslar with FHN Obstetrics and Gynecology. Dr. Seslar, good morning. Hello to you.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate talking to you. I know that you came to FHN earlier this year. Doc, what drew you to become a woman's care physician? Let's start there.
Well, yes, I've been at FHN now for about 6 months, and I truly love my job. Everything is really something different. This field really allows me to do so much. I get to establish, real long-term relationships with women and care for them, throughout their entire life. I get to see young adolescents, pregnant women, and even grandmothers. I see people from their teens well into their 90s. Each patient is new and different to me. And, for some, I function as, a primary care provider. Others, I get to deliver their babies. I get to perform surgery, on them when needed, and even, be an ear for them and console them through, loss and cancer, divorce, and other times in their life. These relationships are really invaluable and special to me. My patients really entrust me with their secrets and fears and allow me to participate in their joyous celebrations as well. I really enjoy guiding my patients through the joys of pregnancy. That's probably one of the best things about this job. Yeah, I love to see families grow over the years. And there's really no greater joy than handing a baby over to a new parent, because we all know the greatest miracle of all is bringing new life into the world. So I feel I'm really lucky to be able to do what I do.
All right. It sounds like a great job, and you love it. That's great. What, I know that you're part of the women's health team at FHN. What types of care, doc, are offered through this group?
Okay. Our women's health care team here offers, a real wide range of care. We offer preventative care for all ages, including pelvic and breast exams, or what most see as kind of the annual checkup. We provide pap smears and STD screening. We offer counseling for pregnancy prevention, and do provide long-acting reversible contraceptive options such as Nexplanon and IUD insertions. We offer complete gynecologic care such as, treating heavy or painful periods, ovarian cysts, fibroids, and menopausal issues. And then finally, we do offer complete pregnancy care for both low and high-risk pregnancies. And we see women from conception all the way through to delivery at the FHN Birthing Center.
I know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so let's talk about that. What are the current screening recommendations now for breast cancer screenings?
Okay, typically we follow the American College of OBGYN's recommendation, and they do recommend mammograms every 1 to 2 years from the age of 40 through to at least 75 for the average risk woman, and most of the population does fall into this category. Mammograms should be continued as long as a woman's life expectancy is at least 10 years. As for women with dense breast tissue, we do also recommend, in addition to the mammogram, a breast ultrasound yearly, because dense breast tissue can decrease the sensitivity of a mammogram to detect a cancer. And then high-risk women, such as women with, certain genetic mutations predisposing them to cancer, should also have a yearly breast MRI.
What about that issue on genetics? How does genetics play a role in breast cancer?
Okay. The majority of women with breast cancer actually do have, sporadic cases of cancer versus an inherited cancer. But there are cases that are related to gene mutations. And probably the most common gene mutation is in the BRCA1 or 2 genes. And, that was kind of made more well-known in the media with Angelina Jolie. She had one of these mutations. And these mutations really do significantly increase the patient's cancer risk. Hereditary cancer screening is really an exciting, rapidly developing field right now. Screening is offered to at-risk patients here at FHN. It is a blood test, and through this we can screen for many, many gene mutations associated with not only breast and ovarian cancer, but also uterine, colon, and other cancers as well. Then, if you were to test positive, we have enhanced surveillance and different treatment options to help decrease their cancer risk. And, you know, as I said before, this is really an exciting area that's, you know, continually evolving.
We're talking, this is the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. We're talking to Dr. Lee Sessler, FHN Obstetrics and Gynecology. Doc, what about this pandemic? It apparently has caused many women to postpone appropriate screenings. Are you seeing that?
Yes, you know, it has been very unfortunate, but luckily women are starting to come in and get caught up on their health care. Unfortunately, COVID has really scared a lot of people from coming into the physician's office. Really, in health care, prevention is key, and early disease detection is also very important. It's really important for women to come in now to get up to date on their screening. And FHN is employing many different safety measures to help keep our patients and staff safe. We do require masking at all times. We do promote social distancing in all public areas and waiting areas. And we're very vigilant in cleaning and disinfecting all of our high traffic and public areas here.
What about any other screenings that women should receive that you should mention today?
Well, yes. Obviously one of the, well-known screening tests is the Pap smear. And it's an excellent screening test for cervical cancer. And this should be performed every 3 years for women ages 21 to 30. And then after the age of 30, we do combine the Pap smear with screening for high-risk types of the HPV virus, which are associated with development of cervical cancer. And provided that testing is normal, Paps can be spaced out at that point in time to every 5 years. As well as some other tests, the DEXA scan or the bone density test should be performed on all women who are age 65 and older. For postmenopausal women who do have risk factors for osteoporosis or, thinning of the bones, screening can start as early as age 50. And risk factors for bone loss do include, tobacco use, a family history of osteoporosis, a history of certain bone fractures, early menopause, and, a low body weight. And then probably another recommended screening test is a colonoscopy, and this is one that's not a favorite of a lot of people, but it is a great screening test for colorectal cancer. Colonoscopy can, identify ulcers or polyps and cancers at a very early stage and when it's more treatable. The recommended age to start screening, it used to be 50, but now we have dropped that down to 45 as there's been a rising number of colorectal cancers in people at a younger age.
Doc, I know that this has been also receiving national attention about encouraging pregnant women to make sure that they're vaccinated against COVID-19. Tell us about this.
Yes, absolutely. COVID-19 vaccination is strongly recommended. The CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control, the American College of OBGYN, as well as the Society for Maternal-Fetal Medicine, which is the governing council for high-risk OB providers, do strongly recommend that all pregnant and breastfeeding women, as well as those trying to get pregnant, should be vaccinated. We do recognize that the decision for vaccination really should be a shared decision between the woman and the care providers. But it is really important that women realize that COVID infection can really be severe in pregnancy. Pregnancy causes many different changes in a woman's body, and one of them is that, it makes it easier for them to get sick, especially from respiratory viruses like the COVID-19 and influenza. And we have recommended influenza vaccine and pregnancy for a very long time. And in addition, many pregnant women also do have other underlying conditions that can increase their COVID risk, which, include obesity, asthma, diabetes, and, tobacco abuse. Current data does show that there is an increased risk of ICU admissions, need for use of ventilators, and even death in pregnant women with symptomatic COVID infections over non-pregnant women. New data has also showed there is an increased risk of preterm delivery. And just this past August, it was the highest number of pregnant COVID-related deaths throughout throughout the entire pandemic. Over 200,000 pregnant women at this point have received an MRI vaccine. That would be either the Pfizer or the Moderna without any safety concerns. And I will say that one of my partners did choose to be vaccinated, you know, at the very early stage of the pandemic in the second trimester. And we're very happy that women are beginning to realize the importance of vaccination. There are, you know, many, many false reports in the media spreading bad information, and I just want to put it out there that the COVID vaccine does not cause infertility or miscarriage. And, you know, really, again, this needs to be a personal decision made between a woman and her, you know, physician.
Doc, before you leave, what are some general things that you recommend your patients do or achieve to maintain their best health? What do you talk about to your patients generally?
Yeah, you know, number one, you know, eating healthy and maintaining, you know, a normal body weight. Exercise is extremely important. And, you know, I will say, you know, most of us don't get anywhere near the exercise that we should. We do recommend at least 30 to 60 minutes of, you know, increased activity at least 5 times per week. And walking counts. But any exercise that you can squeeze in is better than none. Stress relief in our crazy society today is important also. Meditation is a great way to relieve stress, as well as exercise. Finally, you know, protecting your skin. Skin cancer is definitely on the rise, and wearing protective clothing and hats and sunscreen is very important as well. And, you know, finally, we absolutely encourage not to smoke or use tobacco.
All right, Doctor, tell us how people can find out more about women's health at FHN or to make an appointment with you.
Okay. You can go online to FHN.org. Our office is at the Burchard Hills Clinic on 1010 Fairway Drive, or you can always call our number, 815-599-7750, for an appointment.
Dr. Lee, nice to meet you. Great to talk to you, and we'll talk again at some point again, all right?
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much.
Dr. Lee Sessler here today, FHN Obstetrics and also Gynecology. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, the preceding, sponsored by and brought to you today by FHN.